The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
If you are in physical or emotional pain, stay where you are because Joyce is going to pray for you. She will also tackle that dilemma of why do we even have to take care of our physical bodies as she helps us understand how it connects to the spiritual. And the answer to our help me question today will change lives. As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find Him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers. Okay, let's jump right into a great question. Tim from Indiana asked Joyce, you've talked about the commitment you have made to stay healthy. How does taking care of my body affect my spiritual health? Good question. And sometimes we focus on really important things like emotional health and spiritual growth, but we don't pay enough attention to our body. Joyce says how we treat our body can have a direct impact on everything. And she explains as she answers Tim's question.
All right, open up your Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Father, we thank you for the word today and just need a lot of grace today on me as a speaker and on those that are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus didn't just come for a part of us. He came to restore the whole entire being. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and wholly consecrated to God, and may your spirit and your soul and your body, please notice, your spirit, your soul, and your body be found preserved sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I think a lot of times that we think that our bodies are just ours to do whatever we want to with, and we just think we can abuse them and mistreat them and do whatever we want to do, and it just doesn't matter. But I want to tell you that it does matter. When you don't feel good, you're grouchy. When you don't feel good, it's easier to get angry. It's harder to pray. It's harder to hear from God. So to think that your body doesn't affect your spiritual life is totally wrong, because I can tell you the truth, if you feel lousy all the time, you are probably not gonna end up doing all that God wants you to do with and in and through your life. You say, well, I don't feel good, sister, and I'm praying for God to heal me. Well, you know what I've found? And I mean, I have seen this so like shockingly in the last year. A lot of times when we pray for God to do something or to fix something, He gives us something to do. But we miss that part. We want God to do everything for us. I started praying January, I wrote it in my journal, January of 2000 and what is it, 16? So 15. And I wrote in my journal, God, I'm too tired. I need more energy. Let me tell you something. It takes a lot of energy to do what I'm doing up here. You may not think that, but it does. And to do the study, to do the travel, and I'm not 25 anymore. So, you know, the older you get, it takes, you got to take better care of yourself. And so I said, God, please, I need more energy. Well, shortly after that, I got a desire to start walking for exercise. Well, in the last 6 months, I walked 950 miles. Now, yeah, and hey, ladies, I lost 17 pounds doing it, so that's not bad either. You'd be surprised what a good walk will do for you. And it's a great time to pray, to be out by myself. Now, it takes me an hour and a half, but It's an investment in my future. It's an investment in the call of God on my life. I feel so much better than I did before, but God didn't just zap me with energy. Come on, you got to get this. If you don't, you're going to be sitting around praying for stuff your whole life that God is just not going to do if you don't do your part. And you know what? We've got lots of beautiful young people here today. And yeah, you probably feel pretty good. But I want to tell you something that you may not have come to grips with yet. You will get older. Every year that passes by, you will get older. And maybe you're 25 to do it today and you think, I don't want to hear about how to take care of myself. I get 3 hours sleep and that's all I need. Well, oh yeah, I live on potato chips and soda pop. I'm cool. I feel good, you know. And you're tech all day on your machines and doing all your stuff. But let me tell you something. You are spending tomorrow's health. Did you hear what I said? You're spending tomorrow's help. You're robbing from tomorrow and you're using today. You're using up today what you won't have when you get older. And then you'll say, I wish I would have, but then it'll be too late. Okay, I prayed a lot for today.
So invest in your life today so you can have a better tomorrow. Joyce has much more to say about that, and it's all in this CD series called Healthy Living, Spirit, Soul, and Body. And then with this offer today that we would love to get into your hands, we also have the Healthy Living Journal. So you will not only have Joyce's teaching that will help you to understand how to make good choices and to see what some of those things deep down inside may be that are impacting your choices physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and how it all connects, but you'll also have this journal, which it's so important to begin taking note of what's working for you, what you want to do better, your successes, your progress, write it all down, even your prayers as God helps to walk you through this. So you can order these resources today and begin that investment that we were talking about. In just a few minutes, Joyce prays for people dealing with emotional and physical pain. First, here's a look at what's happening next week.
Yeah, I do not feel one bit of fear about what's going on in the world today. I am not the least bit afraid of not being taken care of. I'm not afraid that I'm going to be hurt. You hear all the violence out there. I'm not the least bit afraid of that. I feel so safe in God's arms. I know that God is going to take care of us.
Well, we've been talking about what the Bible says about why our physical health matters. And so now we want to spend just a few minutes with a guest who's been on really both sides of this battle. And she's here to encourage you because Amy Williams has definitely found the fact that God is with you through this whole process. But I want to start with where you began. As far as your physical health, you were going through some difficult times and you were just really hopeless from trying to accomplish something that wasn't working. Is that right?
Yeah, that is exactly right, Ginger. I had had gone to the doctor and had done a physical that's required for my insurance, and they had found that my cholesterol levels were extremely high and my electrolyte or my blood pressure that was burgeoning on high blood pressure. And so all my blood work was coming back with really bad numbers. And the doctor was really concerned, and she actually sat me down and said, Amy, you're on a one-lane highway with your health headed straight head on toward a Mack truck that's gonna hit you if you don't find an off-ramp immediately to fix your health. You're gonna have a heart attack, you're gonna have a stroke, you're gonna get cancer. And so it was a big wake-up call to me that something needed to change. And so I got some counseling and dropped some weight at that time, but still had inflammation and just had other chronic issues. I had chronic pain, like arthritic feeling pain in my joints, and just just really was at a point of feeling hopeless, like nothing was going to change.
Because whatever you tried just wasn't working.
It just wasn't. It might get me a little bit of relief, mm-hmm. but it wasn't a long-lasting relief.
Right.
And I also had an unhealthy relationship with food. It was something that I struggled with all my life. And I remember reading in the Bible, and it would say in Proverbs, there was a scripture that says, the righteous shall eat and be satisfied. And I would read that, and I would know I'm the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. I should be satisfied when I eat. But I was not being satisfied. Nothing was filling me up.
Yeah.
And so it was a really frustrating time.
And I want to ask you about that hopelessness, because I know that many people watching are feeling exactly the same thing. I've tried and tried. I'm not getting anywhere. I love God. I'm reading the scripture. What do I need to do different? So how did this connection, I guess, that you finally made with doing the right things, your prayer life, and having God be part of this journey with you, how did that kind of click into place?
Well, I know Joyce always talks about wherever your struggle is, make that a point of study in the Bible. And so I did. I studied a lot about overeating, gluttony, lust, things that would pertain to that, and I repented a lot. So I would have these binging episodes, and I would repent.
And you feel terrible.
Oh, you do. And then I would turn around and try to go a better route and eat better. But there came a point in time where I was seeing my other friends. They were on a doctored, monitored program, and they were having success with weight loss. And I thought, well, maybe that's my answer. I just need to get on this program, which I did. I was starting this program. But there was an incident that occurred. I was speaking with a friend of mine who had gone through a divorce. And he was telling me about some of the times that are really hard for him, or when his kids leave his home, he feels really lonely. And I had gone through a divorce a couple of years prior, and I'm listening to him tell his story, and I'm thinking in my head, well, I don't feel lonely. Like, I don't have a problem with that. Like, I don't ever feel lonely. And right then I heard God speak to me, and he said, you actually have crushing loneliness, Amy. Mm-hmm. And the reason why you don't feel lonely is because you stuff yourself with food.
Wow.
And it was to have him tell me that.
Now, when you say he told you that, how did you hear
sure.
that? How did that work for you?
Sure. It's not yeah. an audible voice, but it's just like a knowing.
And something that you hadn't thought before.
Never, never. The thought had come, and it was a wake-up call. And at the same time, God said, however, if you will cooperate with me, I will heal you from this emotional wound.
Wow.
Because you've thought it's a sin problem. It's not a sin problem. It's a wound problem, and I want to heal you from that, but you're going to have to cooperate with me in this. And I, of course, I was like, yes, right away. Yes, Lord, I want to be free of this. I want to be healed from this. And so the process came where my job was to stay on the eating program and do what my doctor said, and God's job was to heal me from the crushing loneliness.
Did God keep his promise with the emotional healing aspect?
I said to him one day, so I'm doing really good on my part.
how you doing?
How you doing? And, you know, I mean, if you need any help, I've got extra time. So, you know, not that God needs any help. But I feel like I just, in my spirit, I just felt like he did like a little chuckle, like, you know. But I pressed him further. And what he expressed to me was that, Amy, a physician, a surgeon, when they're doing surgery on their patient, the patient's job is not to hold the scalpel. The patient's job is to lay there asleep and receive the healing that the surgeon is doing with the scalpel. And that healing is just, he shows me in little episodes, little encounters that maybe in the past I would have reacted in a totally different way. Mm-hmm. But now I'm reacting in a new way, in a healthy way. And so I can see little by little changes that are happening within me and how I relate with other people, that it's like, oh, okay, so you're changing that. I'm reacting differently. I'm a different person.
Yeah, that's awesome. God is good, isn't
he? He is so good. So all the time, so good.
Well, thank you for the encouragement. And be encouraged by Amy's story. What she said is, it's never too late in your life, no matter how long you've struggled. And you could just hold hold on to God and you can count on Him because He's faithful and He helps us through those difficult choices that we have to continue to make day after day after day. All good changes in our life begin with prayer, and they also continue with prayer throughout. And recently, Joyce felt led to pray for people who are hurting at a conference. Take a look.
You know, when you look around the building this size and we're all singing and worshiping and people over in the overflows, but that does not mean that there are not people here that are hurting. And some people that are probably hurting really bad. Maybe you came here tonight saying, God, if you don't do something, I don't know if I can go on. Or maybe you came here tonight and don't even have a personal relationship with God through Christ, but somebody encouraged you to come to church with me. Maybe it'll help. You may be hurting mentally. You may be addicted to worry. You may have children that are in trouble. You may be hurting emotionally. Maybe you've been abandoned or betrayed or abused. Maybe you're just disappointed. Maybe you're just disappointed with life or disappointed with some people. Maybe you're hurting physically, maybe you're sick. It's just is appalling to me how many people, how many of God's people are sick and have disease and have pain in their body. And maybe you're hurting spiritually tonight, and to be honest, that's the worst. Because when you're really healthy spiritually, it seems like you can deal with the rest of it a whole lot better. The Bible says that a strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain and trouble. So maybe there's people here tonight that are spiritually weak. You don't study the word enough, or you haven't spent the right amount of time with God, or you've been born again, but you've been separated from God for some reason, certainly not His fault. Or maybe you've never received Christ as your Savior, and if that's the case, then we're gonna really just ask you not to leave here tonight until you stay and pray with us. And you know, what is there out there besides God? I don't even know. I think a lot of people think, well, if I choose to serve God, then I'm going to have all these rules and regulations. And, you know, I'll tell you what, God is so much fun. And now, and I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking to you about a relationship with God. And if you think that hanging out with God just means you're never going to have any fun, then let me tell you something. Hangovers are not fun. Drug addiction is not fun. Divorce is not fun. Amen? And so there are going to be some things that you're going to learn in the Bible that you shouldn't do, but every one of them are things that make you miserable anyway, so I don't know why we'd have a problem with giving that up. So, but here's the thing I want to say, and I want you to listen to me. I went to church for many years, and I believed I was going to go to heaven when I died, but I had no clue about the amazing work that God wanted to do in my life before I got to heaven. While we're here, He wants to do good things for us and in us. And I just want to tell you that Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere. So this is like one big, giant Holy Ghost hospital here tonight. Amen. And His medicine is the Word. And the Holy Spirit's going to watch over the surgery. And everything's going to be good. But I want to pray for you. And when somebody offers to pray for you, when I pray, I'm not messing around. I'm not just trying to take up time in a service. I'm not just trying to appear spiritual. I believe that great things happen when we pray. So I'm going to pray. And I want you to pay attention, be in agreement, and receive and believe. Amen. Father, we come to You in that wonderful, mighty, powerful name of Jesus. And I know that You're here tonight. I sense Your presence. Your anointing is filling the place. And it's the anointing that destroys yokes of bondage. Thank you for the wonderful worship that we enjoyed tonight. And thank you for bringing us all together like this in your house. And Lord, you already know the name of every person here. You know their situation. You know their circumstance. You know their pain. And you are the only one that knows how to fix it. The only one. I pray that you would put the right words in my mouth tonight. But right now, I'm asking you to break bondages off of people, to give hopeless people hope, and to get disappointed people reappointed, going in the right direction. I pray that lost souls would be saved tonight, that people would be filled with the Spirit, baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I pray that you would heal people physically. We rebuke disease in Jesus' name, and I say, be healed, healed of all your infirmities in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for lifting those burdens of worry off of people and for touching people in the depths of their brokenness and healing their wounded hearts and emotions. Now, Father, we are expecting good things are going to happen in this place tonight. In Jesus' name. All right, now let's act like we believe it. Amen, amen, amen.
I realize that Joyce was praying for those people at the conference, but what you have to hold on to is that God is not bound or confined by location. So when she's praying that prayer, she's praying for you too. I've seen God heal my body in so many different ways. I know how powerful He is, and I know how much He loves you. So right now, just hold on to that. Accept that healing that He has for you right now and let us know what happens. It's really exciting to us. We also have a resource to help you, and we talk about resources because they are your way of digging into what the Bible says. God's Word has so much to say about our body, our spirit, and our soul. And this teaching called Healthy Living, Spirit, Soul, and Body has 4 hours of teaching, and it's Joyce helping us all understand how it works together, how to make good choices, how not to let stress impact our life so much. A lot of really important things in here. And then also the Healthy Living Journal. You're going to want to pick these up and start that journey to a healthier, happier you. So what do you say we check out what you have to say? Here's your voice. Well, you've been sharing with us how God has changed you, changed your life. This one says, He changed my ways of being afraid of failure and fear. He also did a big change in me after losing my brother back in 2005. I started drinking and partying really bad, not knowing how to cope with my brother passing away. But God changed all that around for me. Now I praise Him and thank Him for all that He has done in my life. Those tears I cried for pain are now tears of joy. Deborah from New Mexico shares this. The good Lord took me from prison and advanced me to homelessness, but it was a blessing because I was free. Then He gave me a home and a job where I struggled day by day, but I kept my faith in my Lord. Today, I own my own home and business and am debt free. Well, that's the way the journey works, doesn't it? Sometimes we don't know step by step. But Deborah, it sounds like He brought it all together for your good. Belinda from North Carolina says, He has softened me. I used to be judgmental, critical, envious, and jealous person. I worried about everything all the time. Now I accept things, but go to God for His loving grace to help me endure. I still have a long way to go, but I'm working on a better relationship with God. Well, Belinda, we all have a long way to go. So never feel bad about that. Just keep working, keep holding on to Him. This week, let's share some laughter. Tell us a funny story that has happened to you recently. And I know that many of you have them. So share them on our social media pages with the hashtag EA. And let's just all laugh together. We're going to end today's program with Joyce's answer to a question from one of our conference attendees. So listen and let this one soak in. Time to answer a video question.
Okay.
Take a look.
All right, you told us now that we have to love other people, but I can't do that without first loving myself. So tell me now, how do I love myself?
Okay, well, the way that you love yourself is by realizing that if God can love you, surely you can love you. And really, if you get right down to it, it would almost be like an insult to God to say, well, even though you love me as perfect as you are, I'm not going to love myself. Mm-hmm. See, his love, his unconditional love, is the only thing that gives me the right to love myself. Because in and of ourselves, apart from God, we really aren't very lovable because we're also imperfect. We have weaknesses. We make mistakes. We hurt other people. You know, we sin against God. We do things. But because of Him, because He knows more about us than anybody ever will, He knows things that we probably will never figure out in this lifetime. And because He loves us, we can love ourselves. I remember a friend of mine who had real problems with self-hatred. And one day, her and I both were in a church service and we went up to the altar to ask for prayer about something. And I remember her saying to the pastor, I just hate myself. And he actually looked at her and he said, who do you think you are? If God loved you enough to send His Son to die for you, then surely you can love yourself.
Wow. When you look at the practicalities, all of the things that we see in the mirror, the things that we see as wrong,
right,
it does come down so much to we see things in one way, but God sees us so very differently.
Yeah, He sees us through Christ.
He doesn't see all those flaws that we focus on.
He looks at us through Jesus' glasses.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, if you're looking at something just naturally, or if you would put on a pair of glasses that totally changed your view, that's what the Amplified Bible says, that He views us as right because of Christ. It's maybe in reality that's not the way it is, but right. God is God and can do what He wants to. So He says, anybody who believes in My Son, truly believes in Him, then I see you through Him, not as you are without Him.
And so we can learn how to do that ourselves.
Right.
We can have that same type of vision.
That's right.